Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
This episode of The Gays Are Revolting is brought to you by The Wine Gallery.
Give the gift of a wine subscription to someone you love this Christmas.
Visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at the checkout.
This episode of The Gays Are Revolting is brought to you by Koala.
Koala mattresses have a removable, washable cover, keeping your mattress looking good and feeling fresh.
Visit koala.com and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at checkout.
We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we are recording. We pay our respects to the elders past and present and the Aboriginal elders of other communities who may be listening today.
Welcome to The Gays Are Revolting, a definitive weekly news source for contemporary gays.
We put the G in LGBTQIA+, and we're here to help you be the best G you can be.
We're loving your reviews, so if you haven't already, give us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Please?
You can join our Facebook group by searching The Gays Are Revolting, or follow us on Twitter at Gays Revolting or Instagram at Gays Revolting Pod.
All right.
Hello.
So we're here for another week.
Hey, babies.
It is my turn to read.
Oh, hello. My.
Which is secretly the only reason I rocked up.
We're so glad you're back. Yeah. Even though you are still incredibly sick and we're in a small studio with you.
You're on the very far side of the studio away from us.
Yes, I am. I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy the audio pleasure of my cough.
Hacking and cough.
But more importantly, let me insult everyone here today.
You said everyone, but he is looking me dead in the eye. Yeah.
So first off, we're joined by my favorite host, which is Kyle, who is like a reverse magic eye picture, in that the more you stare at him, the less interesting he actually gets. The next host with us has many names. You may know him as Edith Vale, Thomas Jaspers, but I think his most known name is probably Patient Zero. It's Tom Jaspers. And of course, there's me, the host whose grip on reality is probably as loose as Mikey's hole. And speaking of Mikey, he's decided not to come tonight.
Oh, Mikey. He's at home sick, I think, with like wisdom teeth problems.
I heard he was throwing up.
Oh, really? Oh, that poor guy. We're going to miss him so much. I just saw Mikey on Sunday at the Emerson. We had a drink or two. He was a bit sick then, but I don't think for the same reasons.
Didn't you say he threw up behind the couch and pretended it wasn't him?
I'm not sure if the general public was supposed to know.
Oh, well, he's not here. He should have come here.
He can't defend himself. And he should have thought about that before he had teeth.
Aww, Mikey, we hope you're listening at home.
I do miss Mikey. I missed you guys last week.
We missed you
too. Yeah, we're very chopped and changed.
Yeah. Eventually there will be an episode where there's all four of us.
Absolutely,
with our powers combined.
Yeah. It's sort of like all the Aqua reunions that have happened.
Oh,
they've not quite yet had the whole of the original Aqua back together, but soon they will. Also, side note, the woman from Aqua, what was her name?
Lena.
Did you know that she was married to both of the guys from the band?
Fuck off.
At separate times. Like, she was married to one of them, then divorced him, and then married the other one. No, well, they're European.
Wow. It's like you and Tom Ballard.
I wasn't here. I don't know the reference.
Google it. Have you had a good week then?
You know, to be honest, it's kind of been a bit shit. Like, just working overtime and just so many social events and just, like, pretty exhausted and kind of over it.
Must be hard being Instagram famous.
Oh, it's so
how many
difficult.
Likes are you up to?
I mean,
what are they called?
I lost a follower.
Oh, my God, did you? How many have you got?
What? Stop. Why do you like shaming me by asking me to say this?
No, I'm actually intrigued.
It's like makes me sound really douchey. No, it's not that
much. I'm asking you. It's okay. I'm asking you.
Can you just read it so I don't have to say it?
Oh, you've got so many that it doesn't say the actual number. It says 11.5K.
Okay, when I read it, I don't read it in that tone.
You're so arrogant.
Oh my God.
Speaking of arrogant, I had one of the gayest nights of my life on Friday night.
How is this one different?
Well, that's saying something to me. I went to a screening of Cabaret at a vintage theatre with the wonderful drag queen Dolly Diamond.
I saw that. Yes. Yeah.
Dolly Diamond does these regular nights at the Astor Theatre where they have a musical movie showing. Before the movie, she does like a piano bar and they sing songs and that sort of shit and everyone sings along. And then you go in and watch the thing. And there was all the D-list Melbourne gay celebrities were there. There was some news presenter, someone from Australian Idol, and me and Kyle Manal. And we went in, we're watching the movie. And Cabaret is not the kind of movie, it's not Grease Lightning.
Oh, I was going to say, it's Cabaret a movie?
Oh my God!
What are these?
Cabaret is Liza
Minnelli. I know what Cabaret is, but I don't know Cabaret the movie.
Liza Minnelli is famous aside from her bloodline. Fuck, we'll put that in the list of things you got to watch. Anyway, Cabaret is a movie about the Weimar Republic. It's the start of World War II. There's like this amazing sexual revolution going on and these amazing underground clubs where all this shit's going down. But they're sort of oblivious to the fact that the Nazi party is taking over and a whole lot of shit is happening and it doesn't end very nicely for pretty much anyone in the movie. So whilst it's camp and fun, it's also a little bit depressing and not Grease Lightning. Like, it's not a sing-along kind of movie.
Yeah.
So we're there watching the movie and like all these old queens, so excited, drag queen piano bar plus a screening of Cabaret. Mm. So we're all sitting there just like ready for it to start. And there's all this chatter up the back of the cinema. And we're getting through the movie and Kyle and I keep turning around doing... and like all the old queens, all the old bears that are sitting up the front with us that are like...
What the fuck?
Turning around and got to the bit where she sings the song Cabaret. Now, in the movie, she's just had a back alley abortion in the 1930s. She's got no money. She's poor. She's not told her partner that she's having this abortion. Like, it's really destitute situation. And that song is like a really fucking heart-wrenching song. And it starts and these people at the back start giggling and singing along to it. And I turned around and stood up and I said, "Would you shut the fuck up and let Liza Minnelli sing?" And I turn around and the people that were chatting was the news reporter and the Australian Idol contestant. So, yeah, that
was fun. Did you just, like, double down?
So then I went out and went to the Peel, had a bag of ketamine and got my dick sucked. So that was nice.
You know,
it was a very gay
classic remedy for any situation.
Tag him in the comments.
I will.
Let's spill the tea. I've just been sick for a week. Yeah. I've been in bed fighting tonsillitis and reconnecting with my spiritual side.
Didn't we start off the podcast with tonsillitis?
Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, like, you had it a lot. And you
have you had your tonsils removed? You should just get them.
I had mine removed
when
I was a kid. That's the only time I've been in a hospital.
Yeah. As an adult, they've said I have to get it six more times. Oh. Well, like six times in total in a year for it to get removed. JB's offered to help me get it six more times.
I'm happy to remove them.
Hey, look, you can make out with me and I'm safe.
But JB did also point out that I was totally fucked up the first episode.
Yeah.
On tonsillitis, and he had a great time listening. So he said it's probably going to be fine.
Well.
But you guys be the judge.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to the second best episode ever of The Gays Revolting.
Dun, dun, dun.
And if you're going to be in Melbourne on the 3rd of February, don't forget to buy a ticket to The Gays Revolting Live. Tickets are selling out fast. We're doing our first ever live show. It's going to be lots of fun. All four of us will be there.
Yeah.
We want you there. It's going to be awesome. We're doing it at...
Evie's Diner Disco.
Evie's Disco Diner. Evie's well Diner done,
Disco. Yay.
I got it.
And the tickets are available at midsummer.org.au. That's midsummer with an A.
So be there or be homophobic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No editing. Are you scared?
Oh my God, no editing?
I'm no editing.
So dumb.
No ciggy breaks.
No cigarette.
But
Luke, how
just
you
as
live?
Much booze.
Both Shawn Mendes and Hugh Jackman have come out to defend their sexuality this week. They're both straight.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. That's the whole thing. So Shawn has actually felt the need to state that he is straight because there's been so much online stuff for so long about him being gay and all like gay guys and gay celebrities making jokes about it. And there's so many memes. I'm not sure if you've seen. But he's actually like had to set the record straight now and talk about how he's straight. He's been speaking about like how he's had so many problems with it and how he's perceived by the public because he's so worried that he's coming off as gay or effeminate acting. So he has to like check himself and the way he sits and the way he acts with different people, which I think is problematic.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's
but I think he was sort of saying that he hated the fact that he was checking himself for doing that. Like, he was like, I don't want to be perceived as gay. He was just like, oh, because people keep saying this, I now find myself checking on what I'm doing.
So he was just trying to, like, making, like, maybe more of an effort to be seen in by the paparazzi with girls. Mm. He was, like, laying awake at night because Taylor Swift asked him if she could post, like, a picture of her putting makeup on his face. And he's like, yeah, that's okay. And then he was like, wow, I'm just giving, like, fuel to this thing. And he's like, so worried about it. And yeah, it just got me thinking how gay people constantly are just like hitting on straight men, and like, are we fetishizing straight men? It's this common thing that gay guys are attracted to straight men, and it's like this whole thing of like the forbidden fruit, like what they can't have. I don't know if that's what makes it hot, or if it's just like straight men is the absolute kind of mask you can get.
Yeah.
So like, that's what's hot about it.
No, I think it's about fucking what's oppressed you.
Yeah.
It's a power play thing. Like, to me, honestly, 99% of especially white straight men.
Yeah.
Just all look like JBs to me.
This is so funny because I have a friend, he keeps sending me white bearded men, and he keeps saying, like, this is a buff version of you. I'm like, not every white man with a beard is me.
No, literally to me, they are either slightly more attractive JBs or slightly less attractive JBs.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know this article was not about JB until I read the name. The thing that sets me off about this is someone who has a $12 million net worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of defense for him on Twitter from LGBT Twitter sphere, and a lot of ridicule as well. But I think when we get caught up in the theory and the theoretical side of these arguments, we forget that these people have millions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
And they're already in a privileged place compared to most of us, certainly all of us sitting in this room.
Sure, yeah.
That I don't want to see Chris Crocker again telling us to leave Shawn Mendes alone. But it is interesting that he is struggling with something that I think we've been doing our whole lives since we came out.
I agree.
And
with
it's
that.
It's like, so what to me? It's,
But also, I feel like it's definitely a kind of bullying to him because trying
from
to
the,
force
from
him
the
to be gay.
Queer community.
Yeah, from the queer community.
I don't know. I want to say, first of all, that next. I definitely don't find straight men attractive. I do not have a desire to fuck straight men. I think they would be the worst people to fuck. They don't know how to douche. First of all, I can't take them to screenings of Liza Minnelli movies at vintage theatres.
JB does know how to douche, just
but the Tom, do you agree that a large portion of the gay community is attracted to straight men?
And like I think a large proportion of the gay community that are still coming to terms with their sexuality are attracted to straight men, yes.
Yeah.
But I think the majority of older queens or the queens that have been out for a long time.
Yeah.
Of course, I am just talking about gay men in this instance because I know them better sexually.
I think that's right.
I think it's more to do with people that are still working out, and it might be that attraction to in a nicer way of putting it than the way that Luke put it, which, what did you say? That we want to fuck what oppressed us.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you're always fucking white men.
I only fuck white men.
But maybe another way of putting that phrase would be that guys are still coming to terms with their sexuality. If they're having sex with guys that are straight or straight acting or that tell people that they're straight, then they can sort of be like, oh yeah, I feel I'm not fully gay or I'm not fully bi or whatever. That this is just me experimenting like this guy that I'm fucking is.
Yeah, I think you evolve as a gay man. As you come into your own, you start being less attracted to that because you're more comfortable and you know what you want. I've definitely found with myself, like, I've been less attracted to people who don't know what their sexuality is or coming to terms with it because it's like too much of a mind fuck and like they're not comfortable themselves. And
I know what you're saying, Luke, in that he's got millions of dollars and all that sort of stuff. But also, once you got millions of dollars, would you give a fuck? And also these days, like, I kind of feel like you sell more if you are queer. I kind of feel like it's probably just him going, hang on, I just feel like I have to be open and tell you what my sexuality is. But I am also the kind of guy that crosses his legs. That was part of the stuff that he was getting criticized for was, oh, you cross your legs, you must be gay or attracted to men. I think he's sort of saying, no, I can still do this stuff and be attracted to women, which we're going to see more and more of as sexual and gender diversity becomes more mainstream, which is a great thing.
I think if that was what he was trying to say, he could have articulated it a bit better.
Fair enough. But the Hugh Jackman thing, I think, is a far more defensive thing. And I think that's because his goes back much, much further. And I think people forget that goes back to prior to him being famous internationally because of his relationship with his wife, Deborah Lee Furness.
Who's
an older lady who has, for a long time, rumored to be a lesbian.
And oh, really? I didn't know that.
There's a very their entire professional married careers, the theory.
It's an arrangement.
I think it started pretty much as an industry theory and then sort of bled out into the real world, was that she was his beard.
Wow.
And that they're both gay. Mm-hmm. And that it was a marriage of convenience, to put it
in a way. That's crazy.
Which I think is kind of mean. Like, it's not a conventional marriage, but sure, they seem in love. They're one of the few big name celebrities that have stayed together this long. Like,
yeah. I mean,
side note, can everyone just watch the episode of Sea Change that has Deborah Lee Furness in it? Because she's fucking amazing. Sorry, keep going.
That's right. I sort of know what Sea Change is. Moving on. Because I thought I read that Hugh Jackman was pretty, like, comfortable. He was like, oh, no, I'm not gay, but, like, I'm not offended by it or anything.
I don't think he would be. I mean, he's...
Yeah, I think because he's older, he's more comfortable when he knows his sexuality. I don't think he's gay.
Like, maybe they do have fun with the same sex. Yeah. They are gay,
he's a lot more comfortable with his own sexuality, so he doesn't feel like he needs to defend it.
But his feels a lot more defensive, though.
Yeah, oh, okay. Because I was going to say...
Oh, you don't think so?
Oh, I thought that Shawn Mendes seemed more defensive. I thought maybe because he was younger, so he felt like he had to explain it on, like, social media and all that kind of stuff.
I think this was more that this was a really misguided attempt at showing some vulnerability from a young artist.
How old is he?
And
I think like early 20s probably.
Yeah, right.
I honestly think when you were in a celebrity sort of role, there are downsides, you know. It's the price that you pay for the millions of dollars and the fame, is that people are going to say things about you and you have absolutely no control over what people say. Obviously, it's within reason. I can look at a comment and say, well, that's clearly totally out of line. Mm. But I have no empathy for this whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's honestly is getting him a lot of support from the LGBT community. Eventually, gay men are going to stop pretending to like country music. Do you know?
When Joanne fades away.
Keith Urban's been doing it for long enough. Oh, I just did the same thing that everyone's doing.
But it's funny because it makes me think of that meme. I think we actually had it on our Facebook wall, but it's showing the brain activity and it says gaydar next to it. And then brain activity exploding saying, wish they were gaydar.
I don't know which one of you posted that, but I don't agree with that.
JB gets it all the time when we're out. People will come up and be like, oh my God, I thought you were gay. And he'd say, thank you.
Like, that cool, is honestly the greatest compliment.
Thank you. I do vacuum every week, yes.
Yeah. And if I was ever in this situation with a $12 million net worth, you know, fingers crossed, if people were talking about me and thirsting after me or whatever, and maybe they're straight women, let's reverse the situation and saying, oh, I bet you he's secretly straight. I'd say, great, cool. Yeah.
I think of that saying, like, what people think of me is none of my business, but then is it different if you're a celebrity? Because it's kind of...
they are still human beings. Yeah. Is the only thing I'm saying. And they're constantly bombarded with these messages on social media and in public and that sort of stuff. And look, if it's him thinking that there's something bad about being associated with the gay community, then that's fucked. If it's him just trying to clear the air of the situation, then I kind of get it. Like, you would just sort of want to be like, I don't hate gay people, but I'm just not one of them. In the same way that JB would say thank you, but I'm not.
I still think that's more articulate and to the point than this entire article.
Well, you know what, guys? When we get a few more koala ads, we're all going to have to face this problem. So get used to it.
Koala, you say? I hear that's a good mattress.
Do you know, they do wonderful mattresses.
Tom, you already said that you don't find straight men attractive.
No, I mean, sometimes I'll see a straight guy and be like, he's not a physically hot person, I want to go fuck the straight guy.
Yeah. Like, what are your thoughts on that, Luke? Like, are you attractive to straight guys?
Like, I was saying that in my mind, everyone is gay until they prove to me.
You see, I think that's what we were just talking about.
Until they prove to me otherwise, I consider them gay. And they can prove it to me by dying happily in a married relationship at 46 or whenever normal people die. I don't know when that is. Or by not cracking a boner.
Oh.
After making out with me. But to me, honestly, I just see so many white people and they do just all look like JB. I'm not really that attracted to it.
So you're not attracted to JB?
I'm attracted by a sense of humor. Yeah. And straight people don't have senses of humor as far as I've encountered.
Shots fired.
I haven't really crushed on a straight person ever. But I understand that it's a fantasy thing. Mm-hmm. It's the same way as fucking a dragon. Is that
a thing people want?
Or a drag?
Oh, absolutely.
A drag queen?
Yeah. It's like living a fantasy. Oh, the coach is getting me to suck, you know.
Yeah.
It's that it's kind like the of whole, thing. I get
yeah,
it.
I mean,
people have sat through some serious counseling sessions after the coach has got me into the... Yeah, okay, cool. what about you? I mean, your boyfriend practically is a straight guy.
Yeah, I think it's hot.
You're but, into straight guys?
Yeah, I don't really feel like a need. Like, obviously, I'm physically attracted. I'm like, that person is beautiful to look at. but I wouldn't pursue something or like actively flirt with a straight guy. It's just a complete dead end. Like, I don't see why I should make someone comfortable.
Just, oh my god, the amount of time.
It's just like you just see this really just people just very aggressively
flirting.
They don't
know how to give head and they don't clean behind the foreskin. Oh, so much work. So, we had quite a bit of a chat about politics last week.
Yay.
And I don't want to bang on about it. Sorry, Kyle. You can have a nap in the corner if you like. One thing I will just point out, though, is that one of our international listeners messaged us on Facebook in the group. Because we kept referring to ourselves as Victorians, and that sort of thing.
The Victorian
and she said,
era.
I keep imagining people on penny farthings in old.
Yeah, that took
that's basically North Side on the Melbourne.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
I've never thought as Victorian sounding like Victorian times people, but no, we are actual real life people that live in the current time.
Tom's wearing pantaloons right now.
But anyway, so we had the state election. We talked about the upcoming state election in the last episode. We've had the state election. The results have nearly finished coming out. Some of the seats are incredibly close and they're still counting some of them. But the very exciting news is that there was a huge swing, in fact, bigger than pretty much anyone was predicting, towards the Labour Party, which is the more Liberal Party, as opposed to the Liberal Party, who are quite conservative.
It's so confusing.
It's very confusing. Yep. So, Luke, you went here for our chat last week.
Nope.
Were you following the state election much?
Well, I voted. Like, it's a bit surprising, but I'm not a very political person. I keep it on a need-to-know base. Like, I follow a lot of the LGBTQIA plus side of the campaigns and the people that are running, but I don't deep dive into it. I don't get balls deep into politics because...
Just into white men with beards.
Yeah. I realize, like, with my limited mental capacities, I could either remember the names of the 151 Pokemon or I could understand politics.
What I'm going to do is a little graph. I'm going to study Pokemon and I'm going to tell you which Pokemon relates
to
which
very helpful to me as well.
Which politician. And I'll put it in the group. That's fine.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
It was good news, basically, if the two things that you follow are those things. And the interesting thing is that at a federal level now, the government is freaking out. So we've got a Liberal government in. They've been in for a little while now. Things weren't looking great for them because they did change their leader twice. But they now are really freaking out because the results in the state election went so far left. And in seats that were traditionally, for many, many, many years, decades,
absolutely,
have been held by the Liberal Party, the Prime Minister called in a whole lot of the Victorian politicians and said, what did we do wrong? Where are we going wrong? They've had big meetings with all their federal politicians. Kelly O'Dwyer, who is one of the Liberal politicians, was quoted as saying in one of these meetings that there is a perception that the Liberal Party are homophobic, anti-women and climate change deniers. And what I love about that is that their only concern is that there is a perception of those things, because they are undoubtedly anti-LGBTI, anti-immigration, anti-women.
I even know that.
Yeah. all of those things. Just to put into context on the queer side, this is the party that abolished funding for safe schools, which was the program that was set up to protect queer kids from bullying, which, if you actually read it, is a fucking fantastic program and was voted down by a whole lot of people that admitted to not even having read it. They orchestrated an incredibly damaging and unnecessary plebiscite or postal vote that unleashed a hate campaign against the LGBTI community.
That old chestnut.
Yeah. The Prime Minister said that gay conversion therapy wasn't a huge issue for him, like, as in banning it isn't really a big priority for him, and that people doing it isn't a huge concern for him. The Young Liberals have called for laws allowing doctors to counsel people out of same-sex attraction. And just yesterday, Liberal senators backflipped on their promise to protect LGBTI students from discrimination. Anyway, you know. So I just think it's incredible that they are sitting in meetings going, oh, we've got a problem because we're being perceived as these sorts of things.
Yeah.
Their other concerns are that certain extreme right members in the party have taken a little bit too much control. No fucking shit. You've got Corey Bernardi, who is a Jesus freak. And, you know, I have full respect for people that want to practice religion, but this guy,
as long as you're not
is,
Jesus freak.
Is a nutter. Like, he is old school, brimstone and fire kind of religion.
Oh, like someone yelling on the corner in the city.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, if he wasn't in the government, he would be be standing on the corner of Flinders Street and Swanson Street yelling shit out with a sandwich board. And he's the kind of person that has been leading the party on these kind of opinions. Mm. And now all of a sudden they're concerned that they might be perceived as all of these things. And the sorry, I'm going on a tirade and I will let you talk in a second. But the anti-women thing, really, that they don't think that they're anti-women. And the fact that Kelly O'Dwyer is the one that's saying this speaks volumes, I think. She knows what her party stands for and she is keeping her lips shut and she should be pulled up on that. We've seen in the last few days, the Green Senator, Sarah Hanson-Young, has gone on a huge tirade against the Liberal government for the intense misogyny and, again, specifically directed at Cory Bernardi as well as other members of the Liberal Party for their ongoing awful behaviour in Parliament towards herself and other women. We even saw Julia Banks, a member of the Liberal Party, quit the party. So they lost a seat, which meant they lost the majority when they lost Malcolm Turnbull. So when he resigned and it went to a by-election, Dr. Karen Phelps won the seat of Wentworth, which is an independent. So they actually lost majority then. But then it got even more embarrassing when they lost Julia Banks, who has resigned because of these extreme right-wing things. I'm sorry, but the good news is, I didn't realise I was going to do this.
There's good news.
There is good news. The good news is Victoria, the state government, is incredibly left-wing. It's the most progressive Liberal government that we've ever had, has won overwhelmingly and in seats that are, as I said, traditionally incredibly Liberal seats for many, many years. And the government is actually looking at that and going, we're actually fucked. And the Labour federal government is looking at it and going, yeah, we need to stick to our guns and really stick with these left-wing Labour values that we have because that's what's going to win us the next election. And so I think that things are looking good for the next federal election.
But which Pokemon?
What's your least favorite Pokemon?
Sum it up.
Yeah. I think the reason why the word perceives is like so potent in this sort of discussion is because a lot of these tactics and a lot of the hate that they spread is meant to be subliminal.
Subliminal, yes.
Subliminal, in that the general public is not supposed to perceive they are being led to feel a certain way. I've noticed, at least just from casually skimming news articles, that there's been a sort of skew away from the G and LGBT by these parties, and it's firmly targeting T at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think that ties into all of this, of that perception. We won
absolutely
that postal
vote. I don't know if you saw that lobbying group that changed. They were an anti-marriage equality lobbying group. They're now an anti-trans rights.
Really? So they just want to hate
They're
something.
Like, oh, we lost that
They're
one.
Like, oh, well, yeah. like, let's go on to the
we
next
We lost thing. That yeah. one. We're moving on to the next thing. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. So they've basically changed their name from like the anti-marriage equality party to a binary, I think they're called now.
Binary. Ugh.
And they're sort of advocating for removing any trans education from schools and things like that. But it is that attitude of, we lost that battle, so let's move on to the next one. And
the
it's
next
all
the most marginalized person.
Yeah, which is the trans community. And they want to do it in a very under the surface way. We're not meant to perceive.
Yeah. No. And that's what the whole argument of, I don't hate gay people, I just think marriage is a different, like that whole thing. And Tom sort of touched
sin.
On it. Yeah, it's exactly what Tom was touching on last week. Don't hate the sin, hate the sin. It's like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the Liberal Party are so concerned about is we have voted in a way that shows we see
and I
where
think
your values
the
are.
The Victorian Labour government is very transparent in where their values lie. They're not trying to pull the wool over anyone's eyes, which I think people have responded well to, which is exciting. Mm.
And there's a lot of goofy parties out there. Did you vote?
Yes,
did you
I voted for the first time.
But congratulations. Did you know,
yay, thank you.
Did you know all the parties on that ballot?
I did not.
Because there's like, you know, you could vote for Farmers Australia. Like, and they have names that make you think that you're voting for something.
Yes, like, because I saw that article and it was like showing what the names really mean and like what they stand for and stuff, because like they mislead you that
way. There could be a political party called like Fun Party Time Party.
Oh, they sound good. I want to vote for them.
Yeah, and they actually stand for like the killing of children.
Yeah,
and
well, a bit less now. Isn't the one of the farmers ones is actually, it's just gun control. It's just
exactly
getting rid of our gun control laws.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you look at that and you go like, oh, of course, farmers.
Farmers, I want to help the farmers.
Farmers are nice people.
I'll put that as my third preference or whatever.
One thing I will say, which I don't think has been talked a lot about in the media, but I think we should give ourselves a fucking pat on the back, and maybe there's another silver lining to the marriage quality postal vote. So for our international listeners, voting is compulsory in Australia, but you have to be on the electoral roll. And I can't remember the exact amount of time you have in which to get on the electoral roll after you turn 18, but there is sort of
apparently a lot of time.
You've only just voted. But we had...
They got me with the plebiscite.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was about to say. We had hundreds of thousands of people enroll for the... postal.
So that's when
in order to vote in the postal vote for marriage equality, you had to be on the electoral roll, which meant you had to register for it. So lots of young people enrolled way earlier than they usually do, which meant that they then were...
Had to vote this
time. They had to vote for the state election. And when we're looking at seats, some of those seats that are traditionally Liberal seats that are still being counted are literally down to a few dozen... The difference is a few dozen seats. Wow. So when you're looking at hundreds of thousands of people that are enrolved, you've got to recognise the fact that that had an impact. That's going to have had a huge impact on those seats. Which is great because the Liberal Party made us do it in the first place. And that's really going to fuck them over at the federal
Thanks, election. Liberal Party. You're the best.
Yeah.
Well, my birthday is coming up next week.
That's true.
But more importantly, Christmas is coming up.
Well, you're Christ as far as I'm concerned. Thank you. All the best things in life, I think, come in bottles. Amyl, messages, and wine.
Yeah. Messages. That checks out with your age.
Yeah. Why not give a good friend a nice little package this Christmas in a bottle?
I'd love a good package in a bottle.
I feel like that'd be painful.
You know, my tradition every Christmas is just giving someone their own self-portrait made out of macaroni and a few strands of my pubic hair. But I think this year I'm going to mix it up and actually get people something they can use and get drunk off of.
Oh, okay. Just not the stench of your pubes.
Yeah. Wow. Other than my pubic hair.
So giving.
If you're stuck for a gift idea, visit thewinegallery.com.au and get $25 off your first box when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at checkout.
So, you know, sometimes when, like, you're just getting it on, you're having a good time, and you accidentally knock over your bottle of Amyl.
Yes.
And then your bed just reeks of it, and then there's a big stain.
Yeah. I mean,
well, if you're lucky enough and you have a koala mattress, you don't have to worry about that.
Because you can wash them, can't you?
Yes, you can. You can unzip
it. Oh, wow. And it doesn't matter if it could be a bottle of Amyl. Yep. It might be some sort of bodily fluid if you're Luke.
Yeah.
And you can unzip the whole thing and pop it in the washing machine.
In the wash, and she's good.
You're referring to tears, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, we need to talk about your sex life, darling.
Oh, no. It is not. We all know there's a whole lot of sinning going on in my bedroom. And exorcisms are so expensive nowadays.
Yes, they are.
So and it is actually more and problematic.
Yeah.
I think it's really convenient to have a mattress that you can actually wash.
Yeah, that's really something. That's,
and I can finally remove the exorcist from my steep.
And it's the best part about this is it's not so embarrassing when you move house and you have to get the
removalist. Oh my God.
The removalist to pick up that mattress that has the stains right in the middle of the bed.
In like a human shaped stain.
When you've had your late night wanks and you're too lazy to clean it up.
Good Lord. Visit koala.com and get $150 off purchases over $1,000 when you use the code GAYSREVOLTING at checkout.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, I wanted to get back on my high horse for a little bit. Who wants to indulge me?
I'll give you a foot up.
Yeah, because something's happened in the world of racism.
Ooh.
What? That never happened.
The spooky world of
in 2018?
Racism.
No.
Who would have thunk?
But it's a bigger name. Surprise, surprise.
Bigger than Trump?
This goes into my category of why do people have phones and who is not taking these phones away from people. But there has been some drama.
Conflama
with Dolce & Gabbana.
Oh, yes!
Yes! Yes, mama. Tell me more.
Say it like three times faster.
So people sent this to me a lot over the last week, mainly because it might it's like Asian heritage or whatever, but yeah. Dolce & Gabbana were planning to do a show in Shanghai. Mm-hmm. And I think it was actually specifically meant to target the Chinese demographic and show this sort of fusion that we live in now and all of those kind of things. Of course, they royally fucked it up and published a number of little short fashion films advertising it, which, if you haven't seen them, it's basically a Chinese woman struggling to eat Western foods with chopsticks.
Yes, that's
while a
right.
voiceover makes a lot of sexual innuendos about big dicks.
Yeah, it's too big.
To really double down on that Asian stereotype.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's like so bad.
That would be enough in and of itself to be kind of a thing worth being upset about.
It was a bit of a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then it doubled down because these messages started to leak. And I pray to God this never happens to any of us. But someone basically screenshotted a number of conversations with one of the co-founders of the label, Stefano Gabbana. I'm Asian. I don't do well with these. The ads were right with these Italian names. Basically, with a lot of really awful racial slurs in there. Dog eaters.
Oh.
You know, dirty Chinese. Those kind of things.
And sorry, that one of the founders of Dolce & Gabbana was
said that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they're really known for being like crazy outspoken, right?
Well, they've been in the news a couple like, of for a times for some outdated views.
And sorry, who was the co-founder of Dolce & Gabbana sending this to?
It was people that were commenting back because basically workers started to protest.
Did they cancel the show because they couldn't?
Ultimately, they had to cancel the entire thing.
Yeah, I'm not fucking surprised.
And my favorite part of this story and my favorite thing, because I've done this before in the past, is they posted on Instagram that they, both accounts, the official Dolce & Gabbana account and Stefano's account, had both simultaneously been hacked.
And this was Christopher Pine argument.
Oh, wow.
So it was not him specifically saying,
guys, he's a victim here,
and that someone had purposefully gone in and messaged these specific people with
about
some
very
really
specific things related
hateful
to very things.
Yeah, and that's my favorite thing.
That hacker has gone beyond
it. It highlighted to me, like you said, they've been in the news before. Mm. In the past, they caused some controversy by saying they didn't support same-sex marriage or, well, same-sex.
Was it the families
parents.
Thing? They were saying, family is like the only family is a traditional family.
Yeah, that they didn't think that two men could be suitable parents for children. Yeah. At what point do we stop supporting? You know, we live in cancelled culture. At what point do we say, even with these big established names like Dolce & Gabbana, what point do we say they're cancelled?
Now.
Is it now?
Why is this a question? I mean, look, I'll be honest. I'm sorry. I feel bad that I didn't know about this story in full. I knew about those videos. I didn't know about the messages that were leaked after the videos. Why has no one said to them, I will continue to do your social media if you give me your phone and I'll give you a Nokia?
Yeah.
That's very weird. It's the same like the whole Trump thing. Like, why are they allowed to run their own social media when they just completely fuck it up.
I don't know how no one has taken Donald Trump's phone off.
It's
insane.
I have three shots and people take my phone off.
Yeah.
They know
if
immediately.
If I posted any of this stuff, I would just be fired from my job. Like, I don't
know.
Ridiculous. It's weird. Anyway. Also, Dolce & Gabbana, I actually fucking hate. I don't like their clothes anyway, so maybe that's also why I'm not engaged in this. I find it quite gaudy and tacky and hideous. And look, yes, I own a few Rip Curl t-shirts, but also, I know how to dress nice, and there's very few people that Dolce & Gabbana looks good on now. Like, I know they used to be iconic and stuff, but do you really feel like it's a big...
I know
it's big in the fashion world, but in real day-to-day queer
And also,
life.
I think to screw over their Asian market, which I'm sure is a very, very, very large portion
of their money,
is so stupid.
I think the concern shouldn't be so much, oh, how stupid to fuck over your Asian market. I think it's just
you're
really
just
fucked. You've got these opinions, especially someone that's obviously seen the world. It's not like some redneck Southern American,
Italian people.
Never seen,
come on,
it's someone that runs a major company that's traveled the world and knows the world.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting to think of who gets a free pass and who doesn't. Mm. It feels like with the gay people don't make good parents, it kind of got forgotten and we gave them a free pass. Although
I didn't really
Elton
know
John
about that until I was reading about this.
I vaguely remember that, but it was in the middle of such a big shitstorm of anti-gay stuff that I was like, I've forgotten about it.
I just wonder, when do we deem something cancelled? And I've seen much smaller names deemed cancelled immediately for much less.
Yeah.
And then huge corporations doing things like this. Mm-hmm. And we go, but I still like that collection or
it's
whatever.
It's a good question, yeah.
This is like more of a race question, but I think it ties into some stuff that's said about LGBT people in the past. Mm. Fashion is so important to a lot of the gay community. Is that
that's why we don't wear
it?
Dolce & Gabbana.
But that's my point I'm trying to make. Like, is Dolce & Gabbana still relevant in the actual gay community? Like, I know our idea of like 90s successful gay man is got Dolce & Gabbana, but do you know any gay men that actually wear Dolce & Gabbana?
I don't. That's for sure.
I've seen it on Instagram.
And Labana that I've picked up on in Bali, but that's
do you think like label gaze is a thing?
Label gaze is definitely a
like
thing.
Like, I feel like it's always those like influencer teens who are like wearing slides and like really,
but they're still
like,
not
really
wearing
young people with really expensive clothes. Totally.
But are they wearing Dolce & Gabbana?
They're wearing like all the brands.
I feel like Dolce & Gabbana is like old ladies now, isn't it? Isn't like Melania Trump?
Weren't they supporting Melania Trump, and that was a whole other thing as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm just wondering.
Here's me trying to make my way through a fashion segment, by the way. I have no idea.
He just popped in from City Beach.
But I do
from Big City Chick. I'm going down to Miller's later with my discount card.
But the main thing that blows my mind is how few people know this even happens.
Yeah, that's shit.
And would potentially continue to support
this. Yeah, how was it?
It was like last week.
Oh, wow.
I started getting messages about it.
I only heard about it yesterday.
Yeah, it's just not a huge story, and it's not a huge deal.
And it should be a much bigger deal.
Yeah, well, I think being racist to Asian people is not really, like, hot take from me, but I don't think people consider that a really huge deal. I've just known from my own personal experiences in the past, it's still acceptable to kind of get away with a few Asian jokes and polite company. Mm-hmm. But we had crazy rich Asians or whatever.
Say, what about the crazy rich Asians?
We're making some real strides in our community at the moment. That it just kind of boggles my mind that the dog eating.
That's I've so my bad.
Fair lot of dog eating comments throughout my life. And
what does it taste like?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Not gonna lie.
A dog bit me when I was a kid and I got rabies.
And you were like, well, who's the bitch now?
No, I got rabies from it.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
that's why you're always
actual rabies.
Ah,
it was in the Philippines.
That's why you're always frothing at the mouth.
And I almost died from it. And then we ate
when
it.
I was
saw a very good story the other day that I wanted to share with you guys. It's sort of doing the rounds.
Oh, I think I saw you talking about it.
Oh, that's your cabaret story. Get in your content.
So there's a guy in the UK, not gay or anything like that, okay, that got arrested and got searched for drugs. I think they must be able to do spot searches or anything.
Oh,
like
my God.
You see this? So he gets arrested. He's like bragging about having drugs and gets arrested. They do a strip search. And obviously, they do very detailed strip searches in the UK because he peels his foreskin back.
What kind of strip search is this?
And there's a giant bag of coke under his foreskin.
A giant bag
of coke.
Jesus Christ.
Which I'm so impressed.
It's like fucking fitted bed sheets.
Have you bought coke in the UK before? Oh my God, it's so much cheaper in the bags.
Okay,
it's so much
first
bigger.
Of all,
I'm going on a tangent.
I'm not traveling. Okay.
Fucking amazing, first of all. And I was thinking to myself, well, there's a whole spot I haven't explored before. I have hidden stuff under my tongue, up my butt. You know, I've done everything to get into all sorts of different parties, but I've never tried hiding under my foreskin. And then I thought, I feel sorry for the guys that don't have foreskins.
Okay,
I want to have a chat. Cut or uncut. I know we've touched on it before, but I want to go more in depth.
Yeah. Show
me on the doorway.
First of all, should we say what we are?
I think everyone knows what we are. I think I've talked about my foreskin.
I think I've talked about my foreskin.
Luke won't shut up about his foreskin.
Can wrap the entire thing around a Monte Carlo biscuit.
My God.
You're uncut, Kyle?
Negative.
You're cut.
Yes.
That's right. I did know that about you. And
Mikey's...
Mikey's not here, but he's uncut.
Uncut.
And what a dick. For anyone that missed the episode where we shared each other's dick pics with each other, it's like a fucking baseball
bat. I always forget we did that.
Yeah.
Like I've got baby's yours. Arm holding an apple.
Yeah. Yours is burnt into my brain. Like,
you know, I was thinking about it while you were talking and realized, like, in all of my exploits, I think I've only ever encountered two cut penises.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which I thought was strange, but then I also thought, like, I'm like borderline ADHD, like I have a very short attention span.
Mm.
So anything extra you can chuck onto a penis to keep me entertained.
Yeah.
You've got to put it on
it's
there.
It's like so a cat with a toy.
Razzle-dazzle.
Foreskin, it needs to have a little bell. It needs to make some sort of noise. I prefer uncut because it just gives me something extra
to play with.
To do. Otherwise, I just start thinking about something else.
It's my personal belief that I think everyone prefers what they have.
Yeah. I'd say the opposite. No.
Really?
I've always said like people, to mix it up, like, people want what their dads don't fuck. So if your dad's got it,
so
it's
men.
Like the opposite of your whatever your mum is.
I don't know. It's kind of only recent news to me that most people in Australia aren't.
Yeah, so I've done some research.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, go ahead with your facts.
In Australia, people under the age of 30, 32% of them are circumcised. And that number is rapidly dropping because so many people, the reason that they circumcise their children is that they wanted their kid's dick to look like their dad's.
Which is fucked. I think that's
But that is genuinely, they surveyed people, why did you circumcise your kid? And there's, you know, some people said, oh, hygiene or whatever. One of the most common answers was because I want it to look like his dad's, which my mother is a nurse and she said that that's what a lot of her friends and a lot of the patients would say, oh yeah, I want it to look like his dad's.
Yeah.
But now that so many adult men are having children and the adult men have non-circumcised penises.
It's hereditary. Is that what you mean?
No, it's
well,
just
you're
sort
not
of
born
like
with it.
If you've not had a little bit of your dick cut off, you would think it's a completely absurd and barbaric thing to do to your newborn baby. Mm. Whereas if you've had it done, you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, that's what I had done.
But I'm confused because doesn't your dad, like, make crystals and live in a, like,
made make crystals, but my dad is quite spiritual.
Holistic.
And
whereas Luke is
holistic. I think he more started believing that later on in life, like he became that. Like
before
he
chopped your foreskin off.
He didn't personally do it, to my knowledge.
That would be weird.
But yeah,
that's the
so
thing
funny
though, someone did. Like, that's weird. Think about it. Some person
creepy adult
chopped off when you were a little baby, chopped off. Look, personally, as far as sex goes, I'm just happy to get it. I don't care if it's cut or uncut. I genuinely don't have a preference sexually. But I do think, and as I've gotten older and thought about it more, I think it is absolutely fucked that it is just culturally acceptable to chop a piece of a child's penis off.
I've never given it that much thought, but I've always, I guess, you grow up with what you know. Growing up, you've always kind of think what you have is good, and I'm still in that mentality, and like, I grew up thinking like, oh, what I have is, it's like cleaner. I'm not saying correct, but like, that's what I was thinking growing up. And because I was always led to believe that people with like foreskins like have to do a whole lot extra cleaning, and you can get like dirtier, and like, because you have to pull stuff back. And
that is definitely, as I said, I did some research and I called mum today.
Oh, you called your mum about
I called my
this?
Mum and I was like, so I know that I'm uncircumcised, obviously.
Yeah, like,
I
want to
know why.
About dick.
Yeah, I
want to
know
specifically
why you made that decision. Like, I've never asked you why. She had told me previously that, you know, there was a lot of conversation about it at the time that I was born in Australia, and that's when a lot of people started changing their mind about it.
Yeah.
But she said that she was like, why would I do it? She said there's no scientific or medical reasons to do it. She said there was, she had no religious reasons that she should do it.
Mm-hmm.
The myth of it, the hygiene, well, it's not a myth. Back in the days when people were showering once a month or in a lake in medieval times, that might have made a little bit of sense. But we should all be showering once a day, and it's not that hard to pull it back and put a bit of soap on there.
Yeah.
Well, that said, I do think keeping it clean is an important part of having a foreskin.
I have definitely dated people in the past, and I was like, oh, nope, not going near that. You need to like fucking get in that shower because
they should be able to. But like, also, like, I don't want to rim your asshole if you haven't had a shower either. Like, you just got to be hygienic, but that's
just
not a reason to chop a piece. Like, I don't want someone chopping off my asshole because it's not clean, you know?
I think, I feel like I've seen more scary dicks that are uncircumcised.
Really?
Because, yeah,
so
for sure.
So many mutilated dicks where it's gone
I've
wrong.
Seen, like,
and that's the other thing that Mum was saying was, if you circumcise a dick, there is so much that can go wrong,
really?
And it can be too tight, and it can look pretty munted, and you can have to have stitches.
Because I've
sort of
seen
stuff.
Like uncircumcised dicks, and then it looks too tight, and it looks like it's been strangled.
So
and
that
it
is
scary.
The, that was
like,
the thing I wanted to get to was that there is non-retractable foreskins where the foreskin is too tight, where the skin hasn't grown enough,
that's good,
and the penis has grown, and it is actually too tight to pull back. Now, for anyone listening that has this, and this is serious, and I'm not going to do a punchline in a second. I have talked about this before, but I feel strongly about it. I have dated a couple of guys that have had non-retractable foreskins that went through the process of it because they had never spoken to anyone. They hadn't even talked to their parents about it. Yeah. And so I was like, talk to my mum. She's a nurse. She told them what to do. They got it fixed. And both of them are like, thank Christ, I got that done. It was nowhere near as hard as it as I thought it was going to be.
So they get it corrected, they still have foreskin?
As adults. But it's sort of like a, I think what they call a, I think it's called a dorsal circumcision.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Is the term for it, where it's sort of a half circumcision. Or it depends how tight it is. Sometimes it have to be done right down to the base.
Or just do what
to
I
the
did.
Base.
Sorry, to the base
it's like
of the head.
Flaying someone's dick. Jesus Christ.
I'm not going to show you. But it's, that not, that, like, it's got, not that like, hard. Tingles. And they'll put you on drugs to stop you getting hard while it recovers, so you don't have to worry about getting hard and cracking the stitches and all that sort of stuff. But for anyone else, I just think, what the fuck? Like, if so, say circumcisions had never been tradition and were never part of religion, all that bullshit, and someone just one day was like, hey, I'm just going to chop the tip of my kid's dick off. We'd all be like, why the fuck are you doing that? That's a really bad idea.
Psychopath.
Don't chop the end of
but
your
also,
kid's dick off.
How does it fit into religion? Like, what makes it religious? Like, children need their dicks changed.
Well, I mean, Catholics...
What, the foreskin goes
the
to
foreskin
heaven?
I don't know.
There
is
so like there's like a choir of foreskins singing in heaven when you get there.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, like how all the angels have those hoods on?
No,
maybe that's where they come from.
Oh, my God.
For me, I always try to... This is like way too much information. But especially if I know I'm about to have sex, I always try to get hard when I'm cleaning myself in the shower so I can fully retract.
I do naturally. Like,
yeah, I
someone's
just
touching it, even if it's me.
But like if I'm having a shower that morning and I think I'm going to get laid that night, you know, just to make sure I'm fully clean, like it's... because the worst thing you want is like having a mouthful of cheese.
Oh, fuck.
Absolutely.
Stop it.
Spitting it out like
and
a...
Lucasaid. Stop it.
I mean, think for people that don't regularly clean before sex, think of it this way. Like you're expecting someone to put that in your mouth. Would you carry a knife and fork around in your undies all day and then invite someone over for dinner and be like, here's your knife and fork?
Yeah. I mean, I do.
No, you'd wash it.
Yeah. Would you steal an
automobile? Would you steal a car? Would you download a DVD?
Well, obviously, I want to thank everyone for listening to another episode. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to see you all.
Yay.
It's a pleasure.
Don't forget to get fucking tickets to our show on the 3rd of February at midsummer.org.au. We have a Facebook event. Get on our page. Invite your friends. Share it. Get your families there. It'll be not safe for them to hear. But bring them anyway. Bring grandma.
And, and as we mentioned earlier, don't forget to join our Facebook group by searching The Gays Are Revolting, or follow us on Twitter at Gays Revolting or Instagram at Gays Revolting Pod.
And also my favorite thing is you guys sharing our show in your Instagram stories.
You do love attention.
I love that because it shows you that I've seen it. And I want you to, all of you know that I'm watching.
And I personally stalk every single one of you.
Yeah, so please continue to do that. It's really nice. And we tend to post them ourselves if you leave a funny comment in there. And I'm just going to read out this really nice one that we got on iTunes. It's from Wormterm. It says, my besties love these guys. They feel like the fabulous gay besties I've always wanted. They keep me hanging every week for a new episode. Really good listening.
You're not wrong there.
Careful what you wish for.
So be like her, or him, or they.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone.
We'll see you
next week.
We'll see you next week. Hopefully all four of us
with Mikey.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.